What are you reaching for today? We're all reaching for something. You may be reaching for the stars, going after fortune and fame and climbing the ladder. You might be reaching for answers to questions about God, life, and your purpose. Maybe you are in panic mode, reaching for more money to make ends meet, or reaching for healing or reconciliation for your marriage. In one season of my life, I was reaching for approval, and my identity got wrapped up big time in people-pleasing and position. Often we believe what we are reaching for will fill something deep in our soul, and it might fill that void or need for a season, but I can promise you it won't last. In the book of Mark, there was a woman that was reaching. She had suffered for 12 years with what the Bible calls an issue of blood or a flow of blood. She had been desperate for healing and had spent all of her resources reaching for a cure. So not only does she have this condition, now she's bankrupt. And think about this, in Jewish tradition, she would have been viewed as ceremonial unclean. So that means outcast, social and religious isolation. Can you imagine the loneliness, shame, and physical and emotional suffering? She's so tired. Nothing she's reached for has brought her peace. Then she hears Jesus is in the area. The carpenter from Nazareth, who has been teaching and telling stories about the kingdom of God to huge crowds and healing people and even forgiving their sins. I believe something in her heart shifted in that moment, a spark of hope in her darkness and despair. Mark 5:27-29. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. So this woman makes her way through a huge crowd, probably thousands of people, and she reaches for the hem of his garment. After she feels her body healed, she may have hoped to just quietly slip away. But Jesus, in the midst of these people, asks, "Who touched me?" Trembling, she falls at his feet, tells him her story, and he says, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering." In that moment, after reaching for all those years, she found Jesus. I think the isolation and heartache of her life up to that point became her ministry. And Jesus wanted to call her out a bit so everyone could see. She reached out. She had faith. She was clean, made whole, and made new. There was no denying it. Reaching out to Jesus gives us a brand new story, a new life, and healing for our hurting hearts. That's the truth. Reach for Jesus today. He knows what your need is, and only He can truly satisfy. I'm Lori Klein.